abides over everything. There is a place where love is king. It's where echoes shine and reflections ring. Yeah. Upon the throne, and you will see life's a beautiful thing. It's where echoes shine and reflections ring.
It's not over. I feel the military is involved. It seems that way to me. Everything that I looked at, it just, it's all falling into place. And, you know, from what I understand, you know.
That's what they want you to believe, David Rodriguez.
The president of a bankrupt corporation. If this is true, Trump will be supposedly inaugurated in March. Now, that's after all this plays out, you know. Biden buries himself further and further into a hole. The military just takes over. I don't know how it's going to play. I don't know. But I do.
Trust the plan and keep tuning in to Simon Parks and Charlie Ward. Don't worry. Don't do nothing, though.
You know, that's what I've been told with Charlie Ward and Simon Parks. They're really upbeat and positive about it. They're saying this is all part of it, the process, this and that. And, I mean, how many times have I heard that?
That's right.
So, yeah, I don't know what. How many times can you move the goalposts back further and further?
That's
until
right,
you look
guys.
Like a delusional idiot.
You prick.
And I'm not planning. I'm probably already guilty of that to a degree, but
I did it.
Give it its hope, you know, but.
You want to hope?
Hope is not reliant on what one hears or what one sees. I mean,
hope is not reliant on what one hears or what one sees. Especially on the interwebs. Where they want to play the game and say they got banned from YouTube and oh, then they went to bitch you. Hey, look, it's all there to change your consciousness into putty! Putty!
Putty! Hold that in your heart. You have a greater hope, and so do I, but it doesn't mean that this isn't an ass-kicker. I mean, what we were talking about recently is some of the messages coming through about the crumbling of United States Corporation to go into the true United States Republic.
Okay.
Since 1871, we haven't really been the United States of America that we were led to believe we were living in, right?
Right, right. But I hope that's true, you know, because I don't know.
No.
That right now, this is all people are reaching for straws, maybe. I don't know. I hope that's true.
That's what you gotta say. I hope that's true. Look, you gotta do the best that you can do and break on through. And don't listen to the fools.
Part of her bio does share a bit about this, and that Valcour said about my great-grandfather Eisenhower, that he wanted more than ever to give humanity a chance and give this world as safe of a future as possible, and, you know, to rescue all children. And so, you know, that's all on the side. But, you know, the deal is that she was abducted by Greys. She was rescued. And the implant that the Greys gave her, they upgraded and changed the frequency of it so that she could be in communication with the Palladians. And one of her rescuers, called Thorhan, she communicates to on a regular basis.
Was because of her.
There's so much to this woman, and I'm just drawing upon this. You know, bio.
It's a long bio, huh, Laura?
But we're putting it in the context of the here and now. And that's what we're going to talk about. Like, what is going on a larger picture level as far as benevolent ET races and how they interact with us. And, you know, she's going to bring in some messages about, you know, where we are right now in terms of their assistance and, you know, also helping us to get in touch with the history that they robbed from us, because we've been dealing with...
You know the history done been robbed. Everything.
We've written history. We've been dealing with a lot of good individuals that have been targeted to look like the bad guys.
Yeah.
And so it's going to create, you know, a lot of clarity, and it's going to be incredibly empowering. So let's bring her on.
Alana Denine. Howdy,
hello,
man.
Hello, Alina.
Alina.
Oh, Alina. In conversation with Laura Eisenhower and David Rodriguez.
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh gosh, I mean, I am privileged. This is
You are.
There's so much material here to talk about that I don't even know how to get started.
Story on its own. Then at the age of 9, that was my second memory of contact. That was when all my world rocked upside down, because that was when I was abducted by small Greys and not benevolent at all. It was part of the hybridization agendas,
which they're working with the militaries of the world in league with Satan,
that they run. I was rescued in a process by people from the galaxy. Galactic Federation, and they were mainly Pleiadians. There were other races with them in the crew.
Hold on one second. You're telling me that you were... I don't know, did she cut off? Laura, I think we just lost... Alex, you gotta fix this.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. I don't know what happened. Okay, there you are. Okay, something happened. Technical difficulties. So, you're saying that people rescued you.
Yes.
Pleiadians.
Yes.
You were being abducted by Greys.
Yes.
Right? And Greys, I would guess they're not benevolent, right? They're bad, or
there are so many. There are hundreds of different species of Greys. Few involved with Earth, and there are good ones and bad ones. But all those, it's like every species. I mean, those involved with Earth are not friends of humanity.
They are friends of the government and the military.
At all. There are many species. The small greys, there are different species of small greys. They are all working for the account of more powerful species, which are tall greys and reptilians. I can give you all the names.
Would you say the Greys are more like worker bees or worker ants?
They are enslaved. The small Greys are enslaved to these races, the Orion Alliance of the six Grey races and the Reptilian Empire. The small Greys were at the start peaceful species. They had their own culture, their own power, but they've been enslaved by these more powerful entities. And it is what is happening. These powerful entities are trying to do on Earth at the moment, enslave as well. Definitely the human race. You know, we are at a fork between two timelines. I am told we jumped on the good timeline, but we are still very close to the other timeline. And you know, it's like a V, and we are at the intersection. And as we will go farther than the bad timeline, but we're still at the start, very close to it and interacting with it. Anyway, these Greys are working for the account of bad alliances. Sometimes it can be a bit confusing. There are the reptilians who look like human reptiles. That's the one from the Draconis constellation. Well, not can tell about them after. They took advantage as well as the greys, the small greys, but at the origin, the ones who just enslaved and subdued the small greys from the Territiculi and Cygnus were the Tall Greys Alliance in Orion. It's called the Alliance of the Six, but there are other races as well, grey races that join this Alliance of the Six. Let us say that there are six dominant races who rule this alliance, and they are Tall Greys. They are all like, they're not friendly to humanity of Earth. So they use the small greys as slave workforce, soldiers.
And that's what they're doing to the human race. That's what they've done, been doing, especially for the last 100 years, or since 1914.
And of course the reptilians from Draconis constellation. In fact, they are interdimensional beings. They've been thrown there. We associate them to Alpha Draconis, but they come from another dimension. These ones, the reptilians, we think about them, the lizard men who are on Earth and are doing all the atrocities as well. These ones took advantage as well of the small greys afterwards.
The reptilians also run the small greys, and the reptilians are now responsible for trying to enslave the humans here.
With the Tall Greys, with the Orion.
The Tall Greys and the reptilians are both trying to enslave humans here.
It spins around. You recognize this sound? Well, it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like. With what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow would like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's tonight's your night? Just eat food, try not to be crude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood, and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Yeah, do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Just do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Yo, go where you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Messed up the line? Nope, sometimes I don't rhyme. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying?
I see guys and girls
dancing. Whatever you like to do, talk how you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuits.
And do what you like. Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pigskin Yankee to a blue, black, southerner, ditch, digger, or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like.
Now don't you know we're getting busy, we can't be corrected. Shay Fair had to be deaf, I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite, even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all, and if you think it is wrong, you got to admit, it's a new type of song.
Do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Yeah, do what you like.
I see guys and girls dancing.
Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. All right, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like.
Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
A brief announcement to all radio DJs. If this record is currently being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. We'd also like to add that we've now reached the 3.5 minute mark of this song. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Wow, it's a little bit weird. It's a little bit weird, but that is wild. And we are back.
And that's one part of it, but then the assault and the attack and the manipulation and the psychological operation behind it all. I mean, when you see what's going on in the world... Oh, go ahead.
No, finish your story.
Oh, yeah. When you see what's going on in the world, though, you know, in connection, you know, the fact that you have connection with, like, Lorhan and Balfour, and we all have, you know, connection to higher benevolent beings and our own higher self and God's source. I mean, when you see what's going on in the world stage, is it, like, shocking to you, or do you feel a sense of, oh, yeah, I mean, this needs to play out, and the messages that we're getting from your rescuers, your guides, your you know, galactic, you know, soul family, I mean, like, how can you help people make sense out of the here and now?
What I want to tell is that we are at war, and it is the final war of humanity.
Biblical. And,
no, yes. That's now. And it's happening now, and we're in the middle of it, we're in the eye of it, a war. And if we win, if humanity wins this war, freedom, evolution. If humanity loses, enslavement, but then forever, because there's no way back.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be like the Greys.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Keep tuning in to the YouTube. Keep checking for updates from Q and Simon Parks, and you just might find yourself enslaved when you wake up from all of it.
Isn't that why they abduct to regain genetic material to heal themselves from those choices that humans are making in the here and now? I mean, isn't that a part of that rescue mission for themselves as a species? Like, future humans? You know what I mean? That we're trying to correct the bad decisions that they're maybe making in
their lineage. They're trying to correct. Yeah, I've heard of that. They're trying to get DNA to correct what they. They're like, you're saying, like, they're like future humans, right, Laura? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. Well, yes. They're these different species. We are different species. We are humanoids, and they are Greys and they are Reptilians. Different species. There are two types of abductions. You remember I told you I was abducted as a toddler by benevolent ones. Parallel to that, there are benevolent extraterrestrials who try to help us. And they are here since a while now. And they, you know, if many species, so many species in this galaxy have joined together to come here and try to help us, fight with us, they die in this war, they conduct operations, they die. I mean, they have hope in us. They do that because they have hope to win. If they knew Earth was doomed, they would go home. Okay, game over. But they don't. They are resilient and they're working hard. So many envoys that we call starseed as well have decided to come now in this moment to help and to...
By the way, I'm not joking right now. Oh, that was Alana Denam talking. But some of us listening to Space Plane, if we feel drawn to be listening to this show right now on CKUT 90.3, we might have very well been rescued from Grey/military cloning centers by these quote-unquote benevolent ETs. Or perhaps I should say quote-unquote ETs, but it's very benevolent of them, because I know I done seen some ghastly places in the underground bases.
Do the work to liberate this Earth human species from servitude. Yes.
I was trying to get Superboy to work, not Superboy, but Superman. The new adventures of Lewis and Clark. Time looked so stark when the DVD just wouldn't work. I said it's a stupid Chinese trick thing, and I've been tricked like a jerk because it's plain obsolete. Got a breakdown, made more frustrated entity. So the demon entity with that frustrated energy it gon' feed off of the wind. That's why they should buy the cheap motherfucking shit that fell off the back of a truck. Fuck, but it gonna work anyway through force. My will gonna biggest hit, but still a good joke, and it didn't remind me of Seinfeld, though. Same era and Terry Hatcher was in Seinfeld. By the way, they're real and they're fantastic. Remember that? That shallow motherfucking jerk. Such a bad piece of shit. He just made people laugh back then. That's the fucked up thing used to be. But that being said, there even was now. Not for long, you know. After I blow. I'm one step ahead of everything, so much faster than the speed of light. I come with my high force, make everything really alright. So I ain't got nothing to worry about. I do it right by the light. Everything, don't you know I do? The cosmic right thing. I'm a rope on a cassette label, cause I am able to see the truth. Know what I got to do with me, and I know how the message got to. Thank you.
a slave in a totalitarian society.
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, a long time ago, there are some species who see the future, you know, like people from the Andromeda constellation. They've warned others that, oh my God, this planet over there, Earth, they're gonna be in trouble. So we need to do something. So that attract the attention of what they call the Federation.
The Galactic Federation, right?
Yes.
The Galactic Federation of Light. And would you say...
Not of Light. That's Lucifer.
I know we have different kinds of audience.
Galactic Federation of Worlds.
Our audience is different, it varies, but would you say that Trump administration or the...
Keep them going.
Are we in contact with the Galactic Federation? Are our pilots, the good guys, the white hats, whatever you want to call them, are they in contact with them in this war, since we are in a war right now?
Yes, contact has been made recently, and I do not know on Earth in this Trump administration, I do not know anything personally, honestly, who is in contact with the Federation, but I know they are. So, you know, many people are frustrated. Why don't the good benevolent aliens, they don't come and they kill all the reptilians and they liberate everyone? Well, the thing is, people will say that, of course, it's frustrating, but they don't know what's behind the scene. Behind the scene is powerful empires that they need to be smart, because the Sikar Empire is... terrible. It's so powerful, and the Alliance of Orion is so powerful, and both are on Earth. So, open war? Gosh, the planet gets out of orbit. That's the end. Nobody wants open war, so they try to play it smart. There are a lot of, you know, all the undergrounds. The planet has been totally dug with undergrounds everywhere, and all the things that are going on underneath have been going on. It's absolutely vile. Now there are contingents good aliens, humanoids, working with some Earth military factions, the good guys, working for the good guys, to clean out all this underground. The thing is, I know, because Thorhan is a military, my contact, my rescuer. He tells me a little bit. He cannot tell me everything because, for you know, secrecy, and as well for my security. If it is known that I know stuff,
she knows too much. More later. Who is Alana Denon? You're listening to Space Play.
they do is that they respect life, and they do not want to kill unnecessarily. So they try to evacuate as much as possible enemies, but sometimes need to fight and kill. What they do, they work mainly at cutting all the facilities one from the others, at destroying the tunnels and the access. Like, for instance, I know Antarctica has been completely isolated now. There's no tunnels linking Antarctica to the mainland, for instance, what I know. And then, there are operations in the underground facilities, which I don't know the details, but there are...
They involve a lot of genetic experiments.
Yeah, there are, yes. There are two different types of people to liberate. The Earth people that have been abducted, lots of children, lots of women. But there are as well the hybrids. Hybrids are life forms. They have consciousness, and they need to be saved. So that's as well part of the program. They have a program to rescue all the hybrids, and they are, as much as they can, they take the hybrids on an orbital station that they have, the Federation, and they receive first medical care, and it's very very delicate and sensitive operations. They really are in need of medical attention, and they try to rehabilitate them, because they cannot, hybrids cannot live on Earth. They are half alien, so they cannot be taken care of course, but then they cannot be reinserted, you know. We know how we are. These people wouldn't be safe here. So they are then, once they are able to walk and to communicate, and they're okay emotionally, they are sent to other star systems to be reinserted in other societies. That's what I know. I know the moon is a theater of operations at the moment. Moon has been retaken by the Galactic Federation, but they're still fighting. The Greys won't let go like this. So
how much of Earth is in let's say the war that's happening in Earth right now, on Earth right now, what percentage is winning? Where are we? Is it head to head right now? Everything's going, or is one side edging out the other?
No, the good guys are winning, but it's still full combat. It's not over, but it's the Federation is on the top of it. Yes, it's in control, but it still needs to do cleansing, as they do. That's why they have hope, you know. Thoran is never that dramatic, or, you know, he's always good and hope and don't worry. I went, how can you say that? Sometimes I connect with him telepathically, and we have this thing where either he can look through my eyes and hear what I hear, or either I can do it. So a few days ago I connect with him, and he was on his ship in the middle of a fight behind the moon, and it was tough. I've seen stuff, my god.
Yeah. Oh, well, you are. I didn't want to cut you off, though. I just. Well, you were communicating with me.
More than later with Laura.
You're connecting with them a lot of things.
Thank you.
listening to Tony Ezzi on keyboards and Nicola Royer Artuso on guitar, live in Montreal at an undisclosed location, recorded directly to cassette tape, a Prozzle Dozzle.
Picture the micro macro thing, you know, looking at people's comments, that's a huge portion of them are trolls, and they're, you know, being spent just to, you know, discourage people and cause them a feeling of defeat. But I feel like, you know, the organism of creation or the planetary body is not very different from our physical experience, and we're starting to recognize that we're multidimensional beings. And if we're dealing with a very dark control agenda, to me, it's just preying upon the unconsciousness and humanity. It's an expression of the negative ego. And there's a micro-macro connection where we have the power to be able to realign and readjust ourselves so that we're not, like the perfect bioterrain for these negative entities. And so, you know, they're definitely trolls, but when I see where a lot of people are coming from, even in the comments, they're like, oh, this woman's lost and this and that. It's just like, to me, they're inviting these dark entities in.
That's
because they have integrity. They're not listening. They're not in, like, their higher heart or higher awareness. And it just seems like it's a greater reflection of the health of a lot of humans.
Yes.
And we might be witnessing it, but we're not at the mercy of it. But it's like, this is not, like, separate from us. I feel like we win the war within. And that's, you know, I mean, you remind me of it every time I talk to you. And that's what I've always felt. I mean, you kind of get what I'm saying, you guys?
Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, that's what it is about. Human consciousness is so powerful, and we are just starting to understand that, to awaken to this awareness that we have so many abilities, and the conscious human consciousness, once it's totally embraced and activated and understood, oh my God, nobody can harm us and own us. And that's what they don't want. They want to trap us before we realize that, but it's a bit too late. So altering our DNA and avoiding us to evolve. Because what I've learned is that I've been told that every species, when a species evolves, it involves an opening of consciousness as well, parallel as the activation of the possibilities, the potential that is always there from the start, the activation of the potential slowly, and the consciousness goes with it, the opening of consciousness. we are awakening. This is happening. And they are totally in panic because they want to enslave us, to keep on lock us. They haven't done a good job, obviously. Sorry.
No, so once we've awakened, like a lot of people are already awake. You know, this new consciousness that I like to call it on this planet.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have made that shift. What happens to those people? I mean, I know a lot of people that won't make the shift. They're going to stay trapped. But what about the people who have made the shift?
Yes. You will be safe from them.
Oh, good.
The thing, you know what is the weapon they use to stop us awakening and evolving?
It's fear. Here.
The fear is used in so many ways by them. Media.
And that's Biden right there, causing fear.
It's mainstream media, yes. Mainstream media manipulation. Some religions. They as well broadcast, there are devices that actually broadcast the frequency of fear. And yeah, manipulation and... You know, I went shopping today in the supermarket and I saw all the people with wearing masks and like doomed, like robots. And I went, what is that? And I, yeah, wow. And they were all like, yeah, newspaper everywhere. America is safe. Biden has won and stuff. I went, oh my God. I live in a different world, because I know, I see behind the appearance. You know, I call it the mind tricks, not the matrix.
Deception.
It's like a lead, you know. There's a lead, the mind tricks.
No mind tricks on this show. Space Plane Radio. I've been your host, Tony E. Until 2 a.m. Did I say that already? On CKUT. Every Tuesday night, Hargle a Bargle.
Space Plane!